The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is Monday, the 17th of June, 2019, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda is taking care of the sprinkler system around the house today with a number of good guys out there trying to figure out why 90% of it works on places that nobody sees and the 10% that you can see in the front yard doesn't work. So they're out there right now digging it up, I think. Oh, just another joy of being a homeowner. Yes. Good morning, Yay. Though, Ashley.
Good morning.
What's weather look like?
We're looking at 77 degrees outside right now, so open those windows. You're going to want to close them up pretty soon. It's going to be a high of 105 today, a low of 73 overnight. 107 tomorrow will be the peak of the heat wave. Wednesday will be 104, and then we're back in the 90s throughout the rest of the week. Actually, a low 90s for Friday and Monday, 91. So, yay! But we're going to have to suffer through it for the first couple of days.
That was almost the sound of the of Chewbacca there. I can't do that though. Okay, hey, look, the weather reports are brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. And if you're a victim, I shouldn't say a victim, but a survivor of the car fire, and you're out living on your property in a trailer or an RV or something, and instead of taking those 7-gallon tanks back every week to have them refilled, Chuck and Judy will put a 120-gallon tank on your property for free and give you just dynamite deals on the propane at less than his cost, just to make sure that you're okay and it makes your life a little bit easier while you're rebuilding there. That's Shasta Gas Propane. Give him a call at 365-3793. Okay, so how was your day?
My Father's Day?
Yeah.
Was actually quite a bit of fun. We barbecued like every kind of critter we could pick up.
That walks or crawls? Or
yeah. Everything we could easily find as far as meats. And so we had this, like, buffet lineup of meat. And, of course, it was all fantastic because my brother-in-law is just great with his grill. So I ate way too much protein, but it was fantastic.
You can never eat too much protein, can you? Can you?
Well, my sister was a little upset I didn't have room for cake. I was like...
Well, yeah, you got to have cake.
Yeah, that's important also. But it's like this... As we're, like, 3/4 of the way through our meal and, you know, plate stacked this high and all of that. She's like, oh, by the way, there's dessert too. I was like, oh, okay, well, now you tell us. Nobody touched the salad, but the ribs, the pork ribs especially, were gone. I think they were the first to go.
Salad? We need no salad.
Yeah. Salad is what food eats, right?
Well, you know, we went to Sacramento and we spent Friday night and Saturday with her brother and sister-in-law.
Really?
And it's been a long time since we've just been able to, just the four of us, to sit down and talk.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a great time. We caught up on a whole bunch of stuff, and then her parents and everybody, all the kids came over for a Father's Day. And we did the same, but we didn't burn every type of meat known. We just went we went simple this year for hamburgers, but we did have a big cake, that one piece of cake. But, I mean, you can still feel like it's still sitting there in your stomach.
Let me guess, American buttercream.
No, it was a carrot cake. Okay. And with so all the cheese. Names of the dads in there, there was like, you know, there's five fathers there.
Wow.
Yeah, so father, son, and then me.
Nice.
So we had all the names of the
patriarch.
Cake in green, and mine was in red.
Nice.
Because, well, why is Carl's in red? I said, well, I'm here by myself, and I paid for it. So I'll put any name on it I want.
Special.
Right, there you go. But it was good. You know, it was the type of thing that it's good to get family around. And
absolutely.
I've watched the kids over the last 11 years mature. I mean, they're in their 30s now. Mm-hmm. And all the kids, some of them still are never, they're never going to find their way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's not that they're not good kids. They are.
Mm-hmm.
And they are good-hearted. They don't get in trouble. They don't, you know, it's nothing like that. It's just a couple, two of them of the whole group of them haven't quite found their way in. Yeah, so,
I think I'm that kid in my family.
Well, and one has Asperger's. And when you're watching, it's not that he's, it's not, he just, he doesn't take, the way it works with him, he does not take cues, you know, social cues, where other people, he'll say something. Like, he's sitting there, first of all, you don't talk politics. So he's sitting talking to one side of the family who is really, really liberal. I mean, college professor liberal, because that's what they were. And he starts talking about how he's an expert on Trump. Well, you know, Linda goes, oh, here we go. And, but, you know, they, and so, but it was handled. But he doesn't take cues. But he's really a nice young man. He's in his 30s. And, but you can, this is what has been, you know, he, it's affected him his whole life. So that, but I've never really been around somebody like that. And so, that was interesting. But the everybody else, you know, the grandchild's there, then the second grandchild's on the way. So everybody's just like, you know, feeling her tummy, which makes, you know, probably makes her crazy.
Yeah, but it's also an acknowledgement and a celebration of life.
It is. It really, really is. And I don't, well, you know what? Today is Open Mic Monday. So anything that you feel like talking about is up for grabs here today. And I will listen unless I find it so weird, then or something I really disagree with. But I, you know what? As Nick says, wait a minute, I called. You're not supposed to interrupt me. I will not interrupt you. I will try really hard not to. But there's a lot of things. So, you know, starting off was from yesterday during the shows, they were talking about how much Record Searchlight charges for obituaries. And I know that one, that gent that passed away, his was like $1,500 for the obituary in the Record Searchlight. But it's not, it goes by space you take. And they took pretty much half a page for the obituary. And the they're charging by space. It must be, it's not for writing it. It's because you, most people write it themselves and they put it in. So they're charging by space. Now, you know, I can, and you know what? I can understand that. Okay, Record Searchlight's a business. The ones, but sometimes I question is that, and then people want their seniors to have their photos in there, and so they pay for that. On Veterans Day, you pay to have the photos of your loved ones that served. In.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business. And at first I was saying, wait a minute, why would you do that? I mean, hey, it's Veterans Day. And then you realize that it's my loved one. Or you could say it's my you know, so I, as much as I, you know, I think that there ought to be a way, you know, maybe another way of doing it, but who knows? Maybe they give, you know, a percentage off. Put it on, you know, they take some off the top there.
Or if you want, you can start a fundraiser and sponsor pages, sponsor different veterans.
And that happened. People put in money for that one. Yep. It was for Major Kluckner, John Kluckner. I mean, it's $1,500. So I think a lot of people came in and you know, put in $10, $15, $20 and took care of that. We're going to take a quick break here, but your family plays a part in this break because this portion of our show is brought to you by Sleep Number.
Oh, yes.
Now, my Sleep Number setting is 60 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. And if you've been considering a Sleep Number, you need to think about this. How much is a good night's sleep worth? Now, we've slept well on that Sleep Number ever since we've had it. It's really a good solid mattress that you can set the firmness on your side. And it's, if I'm saying 60, sometimes it may be 70, but at times I've forgotten and I've slept at 100 and I've slept well. So, and this is one of those things where marriage is a compromise, or a partnership is a compromise if you're living with somebody and all this. So, but you don't have to compromise on your bed. You don't have to go out and try and find a bed mattress that fits both of you, because it'll never, never work. Sleep Number has been ranked number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power. So now they've got the 360 smart beds that let you choose. That after you choose your firmness, and as you move during the night, it adjusts to you. So right now, You can get the lowest prices on a queen sleep number 360C4 smart beds. Now only $1,299. Save $400 for a limited time, but you have to go down to the Target Shopping Center. You have to go into the sleep number store, lay on the beds, talk to them, see what it's like. And you know what? Bob and Brenda Belongi bought one and they're for their new home. Mm-hmm. And
my sister actually just got one this weekend. She is absolutely loving it. I believe her sleep number setting was 70.
Whoa.
Last I heard.
Well, she's a former Marine. She's
yep.
tough, too.
Yeah,
so,
she likes the firmer.
Yeah. But her husband? Tell me he's like a 30.
No. Okay. I honestly don't know what his number is.
But anyway, but see, this is things that people you know that try it and they love
mm-hmm.
it. Okay, sleep number. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages. 7:15 in the morning here on the 17th of June. 2019, and it's going to be up into the 105 today. We'll be right back.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of Master Hypnotist Tyson. Plus, country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Redding Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Shasta District Fair. Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day, free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else. And our Carnival Ride Special. Free Senior Day. Gear Jam and Auto Racing. Hypnotist. Crazy Wacky Magicians. Side-splitting comedy. Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fare admission. Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction. Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds. Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're talking, I guess we're into the musicals today. KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health. Shasta Regional Medical Center is also certified by the Joint Commission as an advanced primary stroke facility. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center and so much more. Caring, compassion, and community at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, you went to see Mamma Mia this week.
I did.
We're going Friday.
I saw it Saturday, and I saw it with my mom, and it was so much fun. She was, we were both cracking up.
It's a fun musical.
Oh, absolutely. There were a lot of really good moments, especially with the choreography during the songs, where it would have been easy to upstage the main characters, but it really served to like highlight the comedy of the scene, and it was just so much fun to go. A lot of people, you know, tapping their feet, know the songs, which is always an enjoyable experience from an audience point of view because we're all laughing at the same jokes.
Well, it is. You know, it's been around, and everybody knows the music, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like it's a big surprise.
Yeah. There. And I think that helps contribute to the familiarity with music helps contribute to enjoyability of the show. Because if it's foreign, then you're, like, learning it for the first time and... if it's something you've listened to 1,000 times and you're like, yeah, I like this part.
Well, you know what? Let's get into some things that have happened I'm wanting to talk about for a little bit. And remember, it's open mic today, guys. So, guys and girls, so come on in if you got thoughts. Doesn't have to be about political. It could be about things that are happening around here. But one of my favorite stories, a guy breaks into a house here in Reading. Breaks into a house. A lady's in there. She says, get out of my house. He's not going to leave. So she calls her son-in-law, who comes down, arms himself with an axe, and chases the guy outside, out of the place.
Nice.
So he's watching him because the guy runs across the street trying to bust into this other place. So this time the guy drops the axe and picks up a baseball bat, and the guy attacks him. And the guy defends himself with the baseball bat, which... really, when you think about it, it's kind of funny. Anyway, bad guy gets caught, and the police have him. So it's one of these things that, you know, the guy breaks in the house. I mean, if you felt like your life's in danger and he's inside your house, I mean, there's been many people in this place that have been shot, in the United States have been shot. You get somebody, because once they break in your house, they've kind of like busted into broken a whole bunch of laws and mores right there. They've broken into my house. And if the guy's, won't leave and he's threatening you, there's people use deadly force with this. But anyway, I think an axe is pretty deadly too.
Anyway, yeah.
The guy left. Then he gets into the fight with the guy again with the baseball bat. So it handled it, and I don't know. If the guy was, from that movie Signs when they said swing away at the alien.
There you go.
Yeah, swing away. And he did. So, the other thing. I found really, really, really interesting because it's an idea I had, and I've been talking about it, tongue in cheek, about getting a goat herd mm-hmm. and renting it to the city of Reading,
mm-hmm.
because I've watched goats and sheep be used on Camp Pendleton would let sheep herders come in there and bring in hundreds and hundreds of sheep to try to keep the vegetation down because Camp Pendleton burns every year too, in some degree, some worse than others. And the sheep would go out there and keep the grass down because sheep will cut it all the way to the, they'll nibble it to the ground. Yeah, to the ground where cattle won't do that. We can get into the big battles between cattlemen and sheep herders later on. Anyway, and then they had goats. At Quantico, where we kept all the ammunition and the magazines there, they had goats and sheep working that whole area in there, so they didn't have to take machinery out and cut grass and, chance of having sparks and all this kind of thing happen. So the city of Reading is thinking about this. Now, one of the few things that once the city of Reading thinks about it and says this could be a good idea, because they're using it down in Red Bluff and stuff, they got a goat guy that comes in and brings 100 or so goats and depending on the type of terrain, he can get up to $1,500 a spot for his goats. The only thing about goats are is this, because I talked to the goat herder, the guy that, not this one, but others that own goats. And I said, well, so if I get 100 goats, would you be my goat herder? And he said, no, never. Not in a million years. You can't pay me enough money. And he says, I have 4 goats. He says, it's like having 3-year-olds with 4 legs.
Mm-hmm. For the rest of their lives.
For the rest of their lives. It's not like they get smarter.
Yep.
He says they put their heads into things. They get into things you can't believe. And then they will eat things that will kill them.
Yep.
And they love it while they're eating it. Just eat it, eat it, eat it, and then drop over dead. Like oleander.
And we have a lot of oleander in the area.
So you've got to, when he says, if you're going to go out and graze goats, you've got to literally walk the whole area, see what's in there, and then you may have to remove some of it yourself before you turn them in there, or you got to find some way of blocking it off so the goats can't get into it. And he says, that's impossible. So you really got to watch what they're eating. But this guy obviously makes, he's working down in Red Bluff. And frankly, having a herd of goats out here working through the green belt, I think it's kind of cool, frankly. Here's a little, going. The only problem is if they take them through some of the green belts, that probably, maybe a third of them will be used as dinner that night by the people living out there in the green belts. That's a problem, too. So you've got to charge. Look, every goat I lose for dinner is going to cost you $500. So I need my insurance on it. Anyway, I think, I thought that those two stories were indicative of what's happening here. Somebody breaks in your house, so you defend yourself with a baseball bat and make sure he never comes back. And the second one is grazing goats. Finally, at least it's a step forward. I mean, if we can't get out there with machinery to do it, why not hire the guy with goats? And, what a bucolic scene that is, too. Along the river, and a herd of goats are out there eating their way through blueberries, blackberry bushes, you name it. Anything they can reach, they'll do. Let's go to the phones. Roberta, good morning.
Hi. I called about a different thing, but talking about goats, my son has, I think he had 7 goats down in Weimar, down in the Colfax area, and to clean his property at about 10 acres. And so when the fire came down there several years ago, and they had to evacuate, but then the fire department set up their trucks in their yard because their property was all clean. And so they had fire trucks right in their yard, or, cow fire.
Because the goats kept the
Yeah.
Well, lived out, we looked at this one place out in French Gulch, literally 2 months before the fires, a car fire in the French Gulch fire that just went through there. And
yeah.
they had two donkeys out there that was clearing up some of it. But I thought, if you bring 2 or 3, 4 goats in here to get them out behind and up on the hill, you could probably clear out a lot of the stuff that's out there. And
yeah, he really liked it. They eat everything, but he has to put them away at night because then they have the mountain lions or whatever they have there that get your goats. So you have to
coyotes or something. Sure.
Yeah. So, but what I called about is a little tiny thing, but I don't know if it bothers anybody else. But every year when it gets hot in Redding, whether it's on TV, the weather, or on your station, they tell us how to for the heat. All the rules about don't walk in the car and wear white clothes. And anyway, I feel like they're, after you're told that several times, that you feel like you're a little child being talked to here in the Redding area. We've lived here many years, and every year it gets hot. And we live here every year and survive. And so it would be nice to maybe have a reminder for new people or at the beginning of the season, but to hear it over and over again, how to handle the heat. To me, it's just like we're children and we don't know what to do.
But Roberta, you've got to figure where you are. You have common sense. You have lived through this. As long as there's people leaving dogs in cars and kids in cars, you got to kind of remind them that, hey, think about it. But you're right. Our listeners are very smart adults. Okay. So when I tell them how hot it is, I'll just say, just remember how hot it is. Is that okay?
Yeah, or say, mention it. Mention it once in a while. You remember, don't walk and leave anything in the car. But, sometimes it's quite a list of what to do. That's very small.
Okay, well, no. We take constructive criticism really well here. And so we'll take that down and say, when it's 107 today, just remember that, you don't want to leave things in the car. How's that?
Yeah. That's great. All
there
right,
you go.
Thanks, Carl. All right. Bye.
Thank you, hon. All right. Bye-bye. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, 7:30 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction teaches all over California, 42 counties in California, advanced training, basic training in the firearms for your businesses. If you want to have a great day at the range, and give Ted Leidy a call. We've taken businesses out there that just had a great time. Learned how to shoot safely, some shooting events there. Everybody in the place really, really enjoys it, and your business will really enjoy it. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. And right now, as a civilian alert to everybody, is that there is a motorcycle policeman right across the street from us here at 1326 Market Street. And he usually stays there maybe 3 minutes because somebody will drive by on their cell phone or their seatbelt won't be fastened. So he's been here now for about, 1 minute? So we'll have to see what the average is here and see how long it takes him right here at 1326 Market Street. Okay, hey, we'll be right back after these messages. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474. 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Redding that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success, their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Redding. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell's been doing this since 1993. If there's anything about insurance or financial help that she doesn't know, it hasn't been invented yet. That's right. And if you're a survivor of the car fire, yet you're having problems with your insurance, whether you're her customer or not, she just wants people to call her at 221-0441 to see if she can help, because that's just the kind of person Judy Maxwell is. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. Okay, good morning, everybody. 7:35 in the morning here on the 17th of June, 2019. We talked, here's my other two things. Affordable housing right downtown across from City Hall. And what does affordable housing mean? Usually it means low-income housing. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's people that they were working hard, they have two jobs, they got a couple kids, but it's just hard to buy a house or to find a place. Well, they want to build some of this. Brent Weaver and his partner across the street, two different pieces of land over there. And, one, of course, will be it's mixed use with businesses on the bottom and then, living quarters above. So these two plans have been put in for this. Now, is the state of California is also forcing communities to open up some of their, to change some of the rules so they can bring in affordable housing. And where do you think the big battles are going on? What do you think the big battle is going on nationally?
As far as bringing in affordable housing?
Bringing in affordable housing and changing
neighborhoods.
Yeah, Marin County and these places. They're saying, wait a minute, you can't do this. Right now, Newport Beach is in a battle with the state.
That makes sense.
They're saying is that, wait a minute, we have, these people have bought homes in these areas, they're paying this much in taxes, and you want us to rezone this so that you can have homes that are a lot less expensive in the same area. And, I mean, the pushback on this is horrendous. But the state of California is saying we don't have housing. We don't have housing that people can afford, so we've got to put it in these places. We've got to put it in places. Every town has to have affordable housing. That includes Reading.
A lot of real estate is about not only the building itself, but the buildings around it, the type of neighborhood. So you're dropping these people's property value dramatically by bringing in housing that doesn't.
It is, and that's why they're fighting
the same
it.
Area.
Right. You're living in a place that you can sell your home for that $800, $1 million type thing. And then in this 30 acres over here that's, they've developed, goes in houses that are $150,000 or less. And then some of it could be subsidized housing, which could cause, all they're seeing is their home values just dropping precipitously.
Oh, yeah.
And this thing happening. So they're fighting it. But the state of California, and you know what? I can understand this, is saying, well, we have a housing shortage that's unbelievable. And you can't keep zoning things like this to keep people out, because that's essentially is what you're doing. You're zoning to keep lower income groups out of there. So it's going to be, the battle's on. Anyway, but right here in Reading, I think this has come up in Reading too, saying where are our zoned areas that we can put low income and you know what? You can call it affordable housing all you want, just like you can call it low barrier, low barrier navigation center. But what it means is low income housing. But there's nothing wrong with that if you're a family that can't find a house. And you're working your butt off, and you can afford, you could afford a payment of $1,200, $1,300, bucks a month, plus everything that goes along with it, but you can't afford an $1,800 payment. So you need to have a house that's less.
Yeah. So. The difficulty is the other people around you that might not have the same level of integrity. And so you end up drawing with the people near you, the houses near you, people who are shouting, having fights in the middle of the night about drugs and blah, 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 and not Not to say they all are, but it takes one person to foul up a neighborhood.
I saw first here today.
Oh?
This is the first time in 8, maybe 9 years that I've seen the motorcycle officer sit there and not get anybody.
Yay.
Nobody was on their cell phones. Do you realize that? Nobody was on their cell phones. Nobody was on their, everybody had their seatbelts done. Because that's what they're looking for. He's on traffic control right now. So he's looking for things like that. And this is the first time that I can remember ever that he's only there for like 2 minutes. And somebody goes by on their phone, and he just pulls them over. Mm-hmm. So the
people are being safe.
People are being safe. You know what? That's good. You know what? That should make people happy there. Okay. The affordable housing. Okay. California. Bill 214-8 bill for the budget. Health care for some illegals. This, I can't tell you how much I dislike this. And it's not because I don't want to see people get health care. That's got nothing to do about it. And it's not all levels of health care. It's not all levels of illegals. Which, by the way, people said you can't call a person illegal. How can a person be illegal? And I said, well, it's just like a person. You could call a person a bank robber because they rob banks. Is that okay? Can you say that they're illegals because they're here illegally?
Giving someone a title.
And then my next question after that usually is, well, do you think we should have borders?
Yeah.
You know what? I get the part, you know, the answer to illegals. They never answer the part, well, do you think we should have borders? I try not to get into that. I'm really trying to work on anger management here, that taking a deep breath, and it's worked for me for 12 years. It failed me one time. It's failed me one time in the last 3 weeks where I reacted to something somebody said. And I it was said over and over again at that point, got up and left.
Yep.
But not before I said some words. And I really shouldn't probably have said those words, but on the other hand, the other person should not have been saying what he was saying about something I hold very dear to me. But going back to this is health care for some illegal groups. You know, I have no problem if you want to give health care to people here illegally, as long as everybody else in this state that lives here legally has access to health care.
It's not the government's job.
As long as everybody else in this state, every veteran in the state has housing, as long as everything in this state needs that has to be taken care of is taken care of, then if you have money left over at the end of that, okay,
take
then
care
we're
going to somebody
start, yeah, we're going to start helping other people, you know, that reside in our state. But to put aside millions of dollars for this, when you've got veterans still on the streets because they can't find housing, or you've got people that could be helped via some program, or people that can't make it into school because they don't have enough money, and yet if you're here illegally, you get scholarships. If you can't, I mean, money's set aside for that. So what I don't understand is you know, okay, if you want to, you've got your family. In California, figure that the residents of California are family. And then, so you take care of your family first. Then you reach out and you take care of that extended family. You know, you take care of the nuclear family, then extended family, and then strangers or people not in the family. Well, they're in our family because they live here. Well, take care of your cousins first, not your people that just have come in here and rented a room in your house or just living in your house. They haven't rented a room.
No.
So. Yeah, I have a problem with that. I don't know. I think a lot of people have a problem with that.
Right.
Yeah. We need to work on much better ways of doing some things here. That's for sure.
Well, and the priorities are all upside down. Hence, that's what really drives me up the wall, which is not hard nowadays.
Well, you know what? Priorities. Let's talk about priorities when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends down there at Home Helpers. You know, Sharon Clark was just on the show Thursday. Sharon Clark trains her people, handpicks her people, trains them, makes sure that they've all had background checks. Everybody is drug tested. So you don't have to worry about somebody coming into your home that may have nefarious background. No, everybody that she hires has passed all types of background checks and screening, DMV, the whole thing. And then when she puts somebody when she comes to visit you and she finds out exactly what works for you in your home, whether it's 2 hours a day, 12 hours a day, or 24 hours a day, Sharon Clark is going to work with you and make sure it's a plan that's right for you. Learn more at readyhomehelpers.com or give Sharon a call at 226-8350. Remember, there's no place like home. We'll be right back, 7:45 in the morning here, and 79 degrees.
And a lot of people saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure cool. You were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
You'll find comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair June 19th through the 22nd with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson. Plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hey, North State sports fans, this is Brent Weber. I'm the host of Scorecard Scribblings from The Sports Guy. Me, Brent Weber. It's a blast. It's a chance to get some of my old friends on to chat about sports and meet some new folks, too, that can tell us what's happening out there, not just in the North State, but around the world in sports. So be sure and join us. That's Wednesday nights at 6.
The Backbone and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Mary Ann, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea after looking at some other options. When she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Shasta District Fair.
Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day free to kids 12 and under at only $1 for everyone else.
And our carnival ride special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotists.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
And all entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Got
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's a portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry at 749 in the morning. 2225 Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in town. The only watch repairman that sits in there and fixes watches all day. Any type of jewelry you can imagine, from estate to specially designed jewelry, all at Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning.
Hey, guy. How's it going, man?
Good. How you doing, Jimmy?
I was listening to Roberta, and I kind of agree with her, but the sad fact is that there's people out there with no common sense that need to be reminded about things like that, the, you know, heat stroke and all that. I mean, they have commercials telling people not to touch down power lines. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I know. And here's the thing is, Roberta has grown up with this, and you get people that moved up here from other places, or they've never suffered heat stroke or heat exhaustion. And so, right. You know, they're used to walking, you know, for miles every morning, and so they go out one day, and all of a sudden they're feeling faint, and they don't know why, you know, but it's, and they've gotten themselves into a real problem. And I guess it's kind of like this. When they were doing urinalysis testing in the Marine Corps, it didn't make any difference what your rank was. If your Social Security number came up, you went in and you had a urinalysis test. And I just looked at the guy one time. I said, how come you're still testing, you know, like majors? Why do you test majors and colonels? He says, as long as they keep popping positive, we're going to keep testing. So somewhere in there, somebody was testing positive for this stuff. And it's like this. You can tell people, you know, reminding them, hey, don't leave your dog in the car. And it's, if you can, because they do it all the time. You're right. Don't touch the down power line.
I mean, come on. They're on Elk Grove Boulevard in Elk Grove, California, south of Sacramento. It's a very busy street. It's like three or four lanes one way, three or four lanes the other way. And in the center median, there's a turn to get across. And I kid you not, there's a sign that says, do not turn into oncoming traffic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean,
So as far as the illegal alien thing goes, I was talking yesterday about that. They were saying, and this is according to the Sacramento Bee and Fox News, that California is spending $360 million on illegal kids and teens, and they estimate there's 250,000 of them that are getting medical care. So I broke it down, and that's $1,440 for each kid a year. Well, if you go to the dentist, you're going to burn through $1,440, and you could do it in a day easy.
Oh, yeah.
So what I'm thinking is these kids and people are going to go in, and they're going to have more than $1,440 each a year in medical bills, and they're going to take it out of our taxes and impose more fees and stuff. So
it's just a start.
I agree with you.
It's just a start.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, and that's a very serious issue that we should be concerned about. But anyway, it was good you brought that up, and I'll let you go.
Yeah, because over the next hour, we're going to be talking about impeachment. Is it a good idea? And no, really. I mean, is it a good idea? And who will profit from impeachment more, Democrats or Republicans? Okay, we'll talk about that after 8 o'clock. Okay, thanks a lot, Jimmy.
You got it. All right.
Hey, Ashley, besides just being a pretty face and a great producer, is also...
At least a great producer.
It is also an author, a very nice, very good author. I'm reading her books right now. But you also are an instructor.
Yes.
So you've got something going on this week.
Yes, we have the writer's retreat, and we've talked about that a couple times on the air, but like we were talking with the dogs and cars, a certain people have to hear a certain amount of times before it really sinks in.
Well, that's why advertising, when people go, okay, I'll just do a month. Well, a month really isn't.
Yeah, if everybody hears
it
once,
3 to 4 months. Yeah.
It doesn't always convince you. But we are at Aspen House are huge fans of authors, and it's our goal as a company to make sure authors can be the best they can be. So we arranged the writer's retreat so that we could get lots of people out of technology, you know, not being distracted by the internet, not being distracted by kids asking for waffles, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have training sessions set up. So if you aren't going to the retreat, but you still want to learn a little bit about writing, maybe you have a particular thing you want to learn about, we have sessions and we have experts. We'll be up at Manzanita Lake starting Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We'll be having sessions, and Saturday. We'll be having sessions all day. So the schedule as far as what is when is on our Facebook page as well as on our website. But we are talking about the publishing process. We're talking about world building and story structure. We're talking about character design, and we have an editing demo from our lead editor on the team.
Mm-hmm.
Cover design, we also have recorded word coming in to talk about audiobooks. And Riggs Media will be there to talk about making money with the book after you finish writing it. So we'll have a lot of guest speakers, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, I think that anybody, you know, needs to be tuned up in things.
Yeah.
That you're writing all the time, but you don't. Writing is such a personal thing.
Yes, definitely.
And it really is. But there's things like I would, you know, every so often I think about writing, and then I'll mm-hmm. read a book that is just so good, that the dialogue is so good, mm-hmm. so crisp. The storyline is so good, so well put together. I just look at it and go, you know, and I just go, well, there's nothing, I can't write like this.
That's not the point. The point is to write like you.
That's right. But when you see things like that, Robert Parker, who's now passed away, did all the Spencer novels, and he did, you know, some Westerns and stuff. His writing, to me, it was so effortless. And of course, but he had his group, I mean, you know, he had his main characters there, and people really liked the characters. But he never was lazy mm-hmm. with his writing.
Yeah.
Where I see things like in, we'll go back to Game of Thrones. I saw lazy writing in that, or the storyline got lazy in how they did things, how they tried to finish things up.
Yeah.
Instead of making it something that you went, yeah, you kind of like went, oh.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing is, but going to one of your writer's workshops there will help people punch that kind of stuff up and have somebody look at it in a setting where you're relaxed. And
you see a lot of, one of the skills we're going to help teach is how to analyze a story, how to take it apart and go, okay, why did this not sit well with me? And what would I have changed to make it better? And why do I want that ending instead of that one? Because there is a certain amount of surprise and a plot twist that's always the readers are eager for. But if you do it too much, then they sort of become numb to it. And if it's something unexpected, then it can often be unsatisfying. And so learning where that boundary is one of the skills we'll be teaching during the writer's retreat. And so these sessions are open to the public. So if you just decide you want to take a day trip out to Manzanita Lake, we're going to be on the lake or right adjacent to for these sessions, and it's just going to be comfortable. It's going to be cooler than it will be in Reading, and learning a new skill is always fun, and developing skills. And so if you have questions, then this is the chance to really grow as an author.
Well, there's your chance.
Or any kind of art.
It's going to be this week. Is it too late?
For the retreat itself, yes. We're pretty much booked up, and we're doing our food shopping today. So we're pretty excited about that because I like food, as most people who know me know. But the sessions are open to the public, and they're completely free after you get into the park. So just if you, on the day of, are interested in coming and learning, hey, maybe I do want to learn a little bit about what it takes to build
okay,
a world.
So how do they get a hold of you?
Our Facebook page is probably the easiest way to get hold of us. That's Aspen House Publishing. And every day we'll be posting the sessions that are happening that day and when and what time. So just check back in the mornings on the days of. And if that's if you want to plan ahead a little bit, then you can check our webpage, aspenhousepublishing.com. And we have that whole Writer's Retreat schedule listed.
Okay. All right. So good. Okay. Hey, look, we're going to break for the news. When we come back, we're going to talk about impeachment. Why is it a good idea for the Republicans if the Democrats impeach Trump? Everybody thinks, well, it would be negative. Well, would it? And what kind of impact would it have on the Democrats? Because of a variety of reasons, which we're going to discuss when we get back from the news. So, everybody, it is 81 degrees right now, going up to 105 today. And, Roberta, even though this does not pertain to you, make sure that you don't leave anything in your car that you want to have alive when you come back an hour later, because it'll be 150 degrees in that car at least in an hour at 105. We'll be right back.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ahead of his official re-election announcement tomorrow, President Trump brushing aside new 2020 presidential polls.
According to the latest Fox News poll, Donald Trump trails Joe Biden by 10 points in a head-to-head matchup. Fox results also have four other Democrats ahead of the president. But he's dismissing the latest numbers. He tweets that only fake polls show us behind the motley crew. He goes on to say that we are looking really good, but it is far too early to be focused on that. Much work to do. Greg Clugston, the White House.
An Oregon court ruling against bakers who had refused to make a wedding cake for a same-sex couple has been tossed out by the U.S. Supreme Court. The High Court is ordering state judges to take a new look at the dispute between the couple and the owners of a now-closed Portland-area bakery. Iran warns it's ready to toss out parts of the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Islamic Republic says it will exceed the limits on uranium stockpiles within 2 weeks.
This is another warning from Iran that in the absence of significant action from the Europeans to relieve the pressure of U.S. economic sanctions, then it will break out of the constraints imposed by the nuclear deal. The Iranians say they are quadrupling the rate of production of low-enriched uranium, which will breach the level set by the deal by the 27th of this month. Iran is also threatening to increase its level of enrichment to 20%, something that, according to experts, would bring it very much closer to having weapons-grade material.
The BBC's Jonathan Marcus. Flooding unleashed by torrential rains blamed for at least one death in Spencer County, Kentucky, southeast of Louisville. Family's vehicles swept away as they tried to cross a flooded bridge. A man died while a woman and two youngsters were rescued. More rain in the forecast for the region today. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 67 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Former First Lady Sandra Torres leads early results from Guatemala's presidential election, though a second round of voting expected to determine who will oversee the Central American nation, where thousands have fled poverty and gang violence this year, seeking a new life in the U.S.
Tens of thousands of Guatemalan migrants have been detained on the U.S. border, and the U.S. now has a plan to create a safe country for Central American migrants making their way up through Mexico and to the border. This has very much been the underlying issue for Guatemalans, migration, but also, of course, things like jobs and fighting crime.
That's the BBC's Candice Piette. Top European Union official Donald Tusk being questioned by a panel in his native Poland. The committee is investigating cases of large-scale tax evasion during his time as the country's prime minister. News and analysis at townhall.com. Boeing CEO says the company made a mistake in its handling of a problematic cockpit warning system in 737 MAX jetliners before two deadly crashes of the top-selling plane.
Ahead of this week's Paris Air Show, Dennis Muhlenberg says Boeing's communication was not consistent, and that's unacceptable.
The FAA faulted Boeing for not telling regulators for more than a year a safety indicator in the MAX cockpit didn't work, and pilots are angry the company didn't tell them about a new software that's been implicated in the crashes in Indonesia and Ethiopia that killed 346 people. Muhlenberg promised transparency as Boeing tries to get the grounded model back in flight and says they'll face the event with humility and focus on rebuilding trust. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
There was word this morning of the death of Gloria Vanderbilt. She was 95 years old. To get on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is up 70 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley, 105 today.
That's what we're looking at. We are looking at 81 degrees right now, so if you have those windows open because of the cooler overnight temperatures, it's probably about time to close them up. We are looking at a high of 107 tomorrow. That's the peak of the heat wave. 104 Wednesday. And then Thursday through Sunday, or the rest of the forecast so far, has us in the 90s. So we will be on a cooling trend for Reading in summer, but we're going to pay for it first.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, the weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. You can give them a call at 365-3793, a better-known business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Okay. I said I was going to talk about impeachment, but before I get to that, I'm going to talk to Sally. Rally Sally. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think? Impeachment's a good idea or bad idea?
I think it's a bad idea.
Well, I'm going to tell you why it's a good idea when we...
I'll be listening.
When I get my chance here.
I'll be listening.
Because, okay.
It didn't work out too well the last time it was tried.
Well,
so
here's...
For the opposing party, I should say.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But anyway, tonight I had wanted to have a discussion between the two factions regarding the casino to be built on I-5, the Wind River Casino. And I did try to get a hold of Gary Hayward about five times, and nobody ever returned my
call.
Okay,
I can tell you why, because I was trying to get a hold of him, too, and he's on vacation, and he's out of the area. That's why.
Well, I will try again and get him to come at a later time. But we do have Rob Krinke coming, who is with Speak Up Shasta.
A very articulate guy.
Very articulate, and he was more than willing to come and bring his maps and things like that to tell about why he thinks it would not be a good idea to have the casino built there on I-5, and that's tonight at 6 o'clock. So, because the last time they had the open public meeting, it was on a Monday night, and none of our people could go because that's the same night as our meeting. So we're going to have a replay of that tonight at 2570 South Bonnie View Road. And today is the last day that you can give your public comments. So hopefully we'll get some information out there and people. I would like to have had the other side, but we will have Gary come in at a later date.
Well, Gary has said, you know, when I asked him that day, if would you debate Krimsky, he said, sure, there's no problem. He would, you know, I think it's just finding the schedules that both of them can work because, like I said, you know, Gary was out, I know, I think he's gone for like 7 or 8 days. So
okay,
that's probably what happened because he usually returns calls.
I'll try to call him again today. Maybe he's back.
Okie dokie.
But we sure would love to have people come out and find out about it. It's tonight at 6 o'clock.
All right. At the church that shall remain nameless.
Yes.
On?
Thank you so much,
Carl. Give the address one more time.
2570 South Bonnie View Road.
There you go. And if you want to hear the other side by Krimke, by Ron, is it Ron? Krimke.
Rob.
Mm-hmm. He's very articulate. He's got all the stats, so you can hear that.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Carl.
You betcha.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, why is impeachment a good idea for the Republicans? Well, think about this. The country impeached, or the House of Representatives impeached Bill Clinton. To impeach a president, you have to reach a really, really high level. And the fact that he lied under oath and had an affair in the White House itself with the person that, if he had been in the commander-in-chief, or if he had been a general officer and had an affair with and her rank would probably be around a corporal. You know, she's an intern, so maybe even a lance corporal. If he had had a general officer who had had an affair with a lance corporal, he'd have been relieved immediately once it was found out, and it wasn't just her talking. Once it was found out, that person would be relieved. Okay, so our commander-in-chief was having an affair with an intern, a long-term affair. So he was impeached, but he was not convicted. When it went to the Senate, they're not even close to getting two-thirds. And that's what happens when it's impeached. Impeachment. The House of Representatives can find, you know, some kind of reason to impeach a president. But then it goes to the Senate, which is supposed to be the more, you know, level-headed, they look at all sides, which of course isn't true either. But to get two-thirds of the Senate to agree that a president needs to be impeached is very, very difficult. Now, the other part of this is, if they do that, that means the Republicans will have a field day in calling people to under oath to talk about this. So all these people that were, you know, didn't show up, or, you know, I don't want to talk about this, or anything like that, they would have to show up under oath, and they would be questioned. All the FBI people, all the people and ancillary people around them, the people about Mueller. Well, why, if you knew this was a suspect dossier that this guy had, you know, made that wasn't even true, and it was paid for by the Democrats, why did you push this forward into the FISA? Then you go after the FISA judge himself. Why would you do this? Why would you come? And he would say, well, they didn't tell me it was specious. They told me this was, the FBI director told me this was good. So when you open up that can of worms, and I think Pelosi understands this. The other thing, too, is that, you know, the Democrats who are spending all this time and money and concentrating on the impeachment of, you know, to put him up for impeachment, Trump up for impeachment, are not doing their job. Their job is to run the country, is to put up laws, to put up a budget, to put up infrastructure, to guard our borders, to protect us outside our borders in places like Iran, the Hormuz Straits, in the Middle East, which they are not. There's nothing. You get no comments from them on this. So if the Democrats decided they wanted to impeach Trump, this could backfire on them like it was just unbelievable. And right now, Trump is riding an economy that is like Secretariat in the Belmont Stakes. It is far in front, and Trump's looking around him. He sees the lowest unemployment statistics for people of color ever. He sees an economy that is just kicking butt out there. And obviously that all of our lawmakers just said the deficit, we'll just keep going. So that's both sides on that one. So do the Democrats really want to impeach him? Because the blowback on this would be tremendous. One, right now, they keep going or talking about stuff that Mueller's already said was, well, there was no collusion. Yes, but there's obstruction now. Now there's obstruction. And what about these stupid things he said? What about this? You know, he said that would he take dirt from another country on an opponent? And Trump says, yeah, I'd look at it. He says, then I'd tell the FBI. Well, he didn't say tell the FBI soon enough for everybody that hey, these people were coming in. Okay, add that on there. Another reason to impeach him, right? No, there's no reason to do that because it hasn't happened. You can talk, you can speculate all you want about things, but it just doesn't happen. So to impeach him, let him. It'll never happen. In fact, you know what? He ought to wait for about another 6 months. Okay, impeach me. Go on. Dare you. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. Even if they bring it to the Senate's not going to hold it. And like I said, the Republicans at that point could call in everybody and destroy the Democratic Party.
That seems to have been Trump's like plan all along.
Well, that's it. Is he pushing them into it? Are they that stupid that they're falling for it? Well, the answer is probably yes, they are. The whole thing is so ludicrous at this point that even if they said, you know, no matter what I hear, it seems like no matter what I hear, I don't care which side it is. I don't care if it's Fox, I don't care if it's MSNBC, any of the commentators, anything they're saying, I really have a tough time even watching it anymore. I used to watch Fox. I used to watch MSNBC. I used to watch CNN. I don't watch any of them anymore. I'd rather watch a rerun of the Flintstones than watch those three channels, or ABC, NBC, CBS, because I know which way they're all going. I mean, you can't say that there's going to be a fair opinion. Fox News in the morning, however, at 6 a.m., Fox News in the morning, I think, is fair. I don't see the two people in there putting a spin on news. Headline news, and this lady that's been in there forever, I do not see her spinning news. I think I just see news coming out from them, not my opinion of this. You know, two ships torpedoed in Hormuz Straits. Well, that's fact. Then to hear Mayor Pete, and I'll get off, Mayor Pete, who's running, who says, and this is where we have sunk. He says, well, it's Trump. I think that we shouldn't believe what Trump says, that it was sunk by another country. This could be something else totally. And I'm thinking, you know, he's talking about us starting a war there to get to change the narrative. This is what this guy is saying. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this message. But right now, you're getting, if you look in your mailbox, and I hope you have them, there's $300 gift certificates. And if you get that $300 gift certificate, you take it down to B&T Satellite at 1007 Dana, and they're more than happy to help you spend that $300 gift certificate. And military and first responders offer, don't wait, call now, 241-3474. For military and first responders, and that's veterans, active duty, National Guard, all. They're going to offer two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation to all the active duty and veterans of the military and active first responders. Movie up rentals, upgrades to different type of hoppers so you can stream TV on Dish anywhere while deployed. The Stars and Stripes package includes at no additional cost. For all the information on the Stars and Stripes package, call 241-3474. And this is for all of our military and veterans and active first responders. 241-3474. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:17 in the morning and 80 degrees out there.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis mounted system, pole mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower elite dealer.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Reading. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Reading.
Black Bear feels like home.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Thanks for listening to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Our AM tower is under maintenance for the next few weeks, but our FM signal is as strong as ever. So if you can't find us on your usual favorite AM dial, hop on over to 96.5 FM or listen live online. We are aware of the impact this has on you and are working diligently to get your favorite station back to normal. Thanks for listening to KCNR, your talk radio.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Warm justice will be served and a battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass, it's the American way. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list. And a statue of liberty started shaking her fist.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're talking AM. Good morning, everybody. 8:22 in the morning. It's 81 degrees going up to 105 today. Shasta Gas Propane brings us the weather report, but not the weather. Otherwise, Chuck and Judy would have it at a balmy 78 all the time if they could. Discounts for seniors and veterans from this veteran-owned business. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business right here in town. It's his job is to keep you safe, and he takes it very, very seriously, whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length. Jeff Wurst is the guy that you want to take it to. I've had a number of people go down there. Somebody just took his brand-new vet. Can you believe this? A vet. Brand-new one. Thing goes 150 miles an hour, so I've been told. Had a little bitty chip in the windshield. And the windshield is an integral part of the way they build the system. So he took it down to Craftmaster and fixed it. It's perfect. So how do you find out more? Go down to 3208 South Market Street or you give Jeff a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Other things, big things, well, not real big. The U.S. soccer team beat Thailand. The U.S. women's soccer team, you know, they're in the big World Cup, beat the Thai team 13-0, 13-0 in soccer. Now think about this, 13-0 in soccer, and Megan Rapinoe was scoring one of the last goals. They kick it over. She gets it in, nails it, and she runs around celebrating, as do all the girls. And there's this big pushback. People are outraged throughout the world because the United States is celebrating so much because they're whipping up on Thailand. Well, I can understand both things. One, you've worked to become into the epitome of you're on the U.S. women's soccer team. It's been world champions more times than not, and all these, and they score. Everybody gets you get pumped up for scoring. On the other hand, I also understand when it's 13-0. How about number 8 or 9? I mean, is it kind of like, okay, let's high five each other and let's just go on? Is the second team in? Do you have a second team? Your second team could probably beat them, 10-0. Is the second team in? Is the third team in? Is everybody playing, including, the ball girls or the ball guys that come out there and, kicking the ball and all this? Do they have people out of the stands coming in? Hey, play on this team, and just because it's like it's 12-0 with 5 minutes left, and our guys are still taking the ball down the field and ramming it through. I'm not sure if that shows great sportsmanship, but then again, soccer is not great sportsmanship. They shoot people over it. Referees get kidnapped and, killed. Soccer stars they get abducted. Countries fail because their soccer team fails on this. So, but 13-0, and you're still screaming and running around and sliding on the ground and all that. Hey, I play. Okay, when I coached that, I coached a t-ball team. Well, it was a step up from t-ball, and the other team was really good. And our team was, our team was average. It wasn't a bad team. We won games. But this, it was like 14-0. I said, there's gotta be a drop dead score that we stop things here. And the other guy goes, no. I said, well, your guys are just, you're killing us here. So, the thing is, let kids bat. Oh, no, that's not the way it is. I'm not going to do that. So I ended the game right there. I said, okay, kids, game's over. And we stopped. And it was like the top of the fourth something. I mean, we were getting killed. But, there was just, for me, what was it proving to these kids over there? Oh, that you can beat another team and you can beat them really badly and let's just keep beating them. And which to me is what he was showing. And for mine, I was just that, hey, you've done your best here. So, it's just, let's call it a day. Everybody's had their chance to bat a couple of times. Let's call it a day. I'm not sure if that was, to me, that was the right decision. It's like running games up at 72-0 in football. I mean, at what point? I mean, you can try and put everybody in the game, including the water boy, the ball girls, the trainers, all of these people in there, and it's still 72-0. It just, to me, seemed like at a certain point in, especially with younger kids, that you might, that you've got to really take a look at that. And I think that's why they have the, if you get ahead by so many runs by a certain inning.
Mm-hmm.
But in this league that we were in, for some reason, it wasn't like that. So to me, you had to pay, you have to play like 5 innings. Well, or it seems if you're behind 20 runs, you should be able to quit any time.
There is a mercy rule for little leagues, but there's a reason there isn't one for full baseball, major leagues. Because, I am more than okay with them celebrating. I'm not a fan of Megan Rapinoe herself, but it feels like they earned that. And looking at their last 10-ish games, they've won every single one, most of them 0-0. Most of them. Belgium, 0 points. Well, South Africa, 0.
But that's what soccer is. You know what I mean? Soccer, if it's a 4-2 game, it's like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Like, go celebrate.
So often, when it reaches a certain point, though. Okay. On the other hand, when the girls won yesterday, the young lady that scored, she did the she comes up and everybody's congratulating her, and she comes up and gives it the little golf clap. It's like, just slapping her hands together like this. I thought that was funny too. Yeah. So Yeah, somewhere in between. Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. We've got people on the line. We'll talk to them when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, let me remind everybody that it is going to be 105 today. Is your air conditioner working as well as it should be? Is it cooling your house the way it should be? Are your air ducts clean? Does that filter need to be handled? Is your electric bill going to go skyrocketing because something isn't working right? Well, give Martin or Pam a call. Their team of professionals out there trained on every type of heating and cooling systems. They offer guarantees. They can offer warranties. They have it all at Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642, or for more information, check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back after these messages, 8:30 in the morning. 81 degrees out there, going up to 105 today.
Comedy, country music, and more this year at the Shasta District Fair, June 19th through the 22nd, with the insane Skip Banks cast of wacky characters. Louis Fox, one-man sideshow featuring side-splitting comedy and magic tricks. The comedy show of master hypnotist Tyson, plus country music with Chad Bushnell and Logan Mize. Go to Shasta District Fair and Event Center.com and save up to 30% on admission tickets and carnival ride wristbands. The Shasta District Fair opens Wednesday, June 19th.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Join us Thursday, July 4th, Independence Day, for Dine and Donate, an Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, all you have to do is go in and have dinner at Elements on July 4th, and 10% of all dinner proceeds will go to Haven Humane. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part on July 4th. It's Dine and Donate at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us then.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvy with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
This morning drive time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Shasta District Fair.
Shasta Strong is action-packed with Waterworks Park Kids Day, free to kids 12 and under, and only $1 for everyone else.
And our Carnival Ride Special.
Free Senior Day.
Gear Jam and Auto Racing.
Hypnotist.
Crazy Wacky Magicians.
Side-splitting comedy.
Country music with Logan Mize.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you.
How you walk, how you talk.
Handball entertainment is free with paid fair admission.
Support our youth at the Junior Livestock Auction.
Visit the Kids Corner and stroll the grounds.
Shasta District Fair opens June 19th.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:34 in the morning. It's 80 degrees out there, going up to 105 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Cypress Square Barbershop is bringing us this portion of the show. Cypress Square Barbershop, great place, town. The only place I've had my haircut for 12 years. And now they're going by appointment, so give them a call at 244-9478. And it's a veteran-owned business that gets discounts for seniors and veterans. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, let's go to the phones. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Going back to your last segment when you were talking about the Ladies World Cup soccer, I think you missed a point that's even more significant than the mercy rule and running up the score, is the beloved hero of Reading coming out and saying that she will not stand for the national anthem for the remainder of the cup.
Did she say she wasn't going to stand, or she's just not going to sing the national anthem?
No, she's not going to stand for the national anthem.
I thought that they had a rule that they all have to stand now, since they made a rule, but that she wasn't going to. She says, "I'm not going to sing it."
And she's not putting.
Well,
her
I heard on
her
latest news report that she wasn't going to stand.
Well, then she might be doing that. Well,
and you know, you're talking about the example of showing young girls about competition and sportsmanship. What kind of message she's sending to the young girls out there about honoring our country? She is living a lifestyle that many will never have. And by the way, my tax dollars are funding this trip.
They certainly are.
And I have real offense to this. And I had very few reasons to tune in before, and there's no way I will turn that on now.
To the World Cup.
The World Cup.
Well, you know, it's very offensive to people. And it's funny. You know, Chris, it's funny how people will say things or do things that you just totally blow you away. You're stupid if you serve in the military because you're serving the rich white man. Things like that. You know, when you hear things like that, it's kind of like, whoa. You've never been in the military. How can you even say things like that? But you
and
hear
the other
things,
thing is, yeah. She could take her so-called oppression and so forth and go around other nations of the world and present this and see how long of a lifestyle she'll have over there.
Yeah, that's true.
In these other countries around the world.
A lot of people offended by things that Megan Rapinoe has done.
And on another note, completely separate of all this,
okay.
Ashley, I think your workshop's going to be a tremendous success.
Thank you.
A pure joy just to listen to you talk.
Thank you. Well, I'm very excited.
Well, thanks a lot, Chris. That's really nice. Thank you very much for calling. Have a good day. Thank you. You too.
Hey, by the way,
Sue wasn't here today, but she'll be back tomorrow. But then, Sue, you have stolen her away for the workshop.
Yes.
Okay.
I know she was texting me over the weekend saying how thrilled she is, and she can't shut up about it. And so her family's like, okay, we get it. It's like Christmas for her.
Hey, something else that's going on that I've noticed is that my buddy put in a doorbell camera, you know, doorbell chime camera.
Yep.
So they already had cameras in their house, and they were called kitty cameras because his wife just loves her two cats. And so she could tell, you know, if the cats are okay when they travel and all these things. But these new doorbell chime cameras they're kind of like you're starting to see more and more of them. Well, one of the things you're seeing is they spent last year $3.4 million on these doorbell cameras. And police now are starting in some cities are asking people who have these doorbell cameras to please become part of the network of their city to help prevent crime, because they have a view of the way that's set up. They have a view of the city of the street that's out there. They've used these doorbell cameras. They've actually caught a murder suspect, who was then convicted because he, you know, said he wasn't there, but indeed they found out that, yes, he was there. He was there on that street. He was there on the street at that time. Because the doorbell cameras can come into your phone, they can come into your computer network, things like this. So they're looking at this as going to be just even, it's going to grow up into the billions and billions of dollars. And, you know, one of the things that was said when the police were on here one day, because we don't have police cameras up yet, but we are getting them, by the way, as a force multiplier to be able to look at areas that has problems. And he said that this one car that was doing all these things, they had over 30 cameras that saw that car doing, racing up and down the street, before it eventually ran into somebody and somebody was severely injured. And it wasn't police cameras. These were all private business cameras that were aimed at the street, aimed in the general area around there. And so they were able to follow the car literally all the way down Court Street. I found that really interesting that so many people, and then now I know people that have got it, and I see no problem with putting a camera up because we get these porch thieves that come in there, you know, steal stuff off your porch and stuff. That this is part of but being part of a network, I find that really interesting. So that if you have one, like my across the street neighbor has one that points out at his truck because his truck has been broken into a couple of times. So he's got one like that, but it also points at my house. So it points at the, our carport and that whole area in there. So if somebody came into ours, he would have that on his camera. But it also means if I go running out there in the morning early to pick up something in my bunny slippers and things like that, he's got that too. And so far he hasn't put that on Facebook. Okay, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
I don't believe you have bunny slippers.
Yeah, well, you know what? There's a lot of things about me, Terry, that you might be surprised about.
you're just a little fuzzball.
What's
anyway,
up?
Buddy, I'm glad you brought that up. There's a lot of things happening right here. I know this is community radio, and there's a lot of things happening. Of course, we have the Assembly 1 election coming up.
Yeah.
We have a 1 cent sales tax that's been raised by a private group of people that want it for the jail and the jail only. We also have a safety tax that now has been brought up by the county and a safety tax that's been brought up by the city. And I did want to bring up one quick thing about the casino and what we're having tonight over at the Patriot meeting. We're not taking one side or the other, and we aren't really looking for a debate on that. What we were looking for is both sides coming in and sharing with folks what their vision is on where this casino should be. And, you know, there's good and bad on both sides, and that's what we wanted to show. My only concern I had is that we did try to call Gary about 5 times. You were able to find out he was on vacation.
But not from him.
Well, that's exactly right, but somebody should have called us back and said, you know, he's not available, he's on vacation. I know when we leave, we always leave a message saying that we'll be back in the office at such and such a time. But, I mean, it was quite a while that we were trying to get a hold of him. So hopefully he's back, but we just want everybody to know that this isn't one side or the other. This is just the guy who made himself available.
I think it's really a public service that you're doing, Terry. And I know that Gary Hayward has spoken to everybody, Rotary, anybody that you can get one person there. He's going to be there with his slideshow to tell you. So I'm positive he will be there at some point.
Yeah, and I believe that. I believe that. I think that maybe, you know, just, you know, but I think it's important, you know, when people call that your staff gets back to him. It's not his fault. I mean, somebody should have been covering for him. But that'll be good. But I just want people to know that there's good and bad on both sides of this. So we're going to have to make up our minds what, you know, what we think. And I think that's the fair way.
I think, Terry, that, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It sounded like you just think.
I think that there
are pros and cons on this side, and I think you're absolutely right. You know, I was driving by there yesterday, you know, coming back and looking in the area and telling Linda where this was going to be, where I thought it was going to be. And I looked on the other side of the road where the shopping center, remember the shopping center, Hawkins Shopping Center, was going to be on the It would be on the east side of the road over there in Sherman Creek. And I think that people need to take a good look at both sides and listen to, okay, here's my objectives, against it. And these are my objectives, but for going forward. And, you know, people do have to make up their own mind. So without so you need to hear both sides. You need to hear both sides several times, really.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good point. And that's why we want to make it clear that, if those guys want to debate, they can debate. But what we want to do, again, is get both sides out there so people can make up their own minds and what they want to do. Now, is there a vote that would go on this? Or
is this something that would be controlled
out of the people's hands?
I think that the BIA, once the Bureau of Indian Affairs makes up their mind on whatever. And remember, there's five different plans on this. There's five different things. And then don't forget the last part of here that came up when Ken Murray was here and Gary Hayward were sitting here, is mitigation. Even after it's been approved and they go out there and they say, you know what, these things have to be done. We have to build two more bridges. We have to widen the interstate 12 lanes. You know, I'm exaggerating here. But if the mitigation comes up and it doesn't pencil out, they're not going to go forward with it. So it's not over if the BIA says, okay, you can do it. And people need to understand that, too, is that there's still other things that are going to happen the way I understand.
Well, one thing I did hear is that they have access to 13 acres for casinos where they are. They can build up to 13 acres. And I don't know the legalities of, you can say, well, this is our land, this is our land, this is our land, this is our land, and we can go anywhere we want. We can build 10 casinos if we want. So I think there's something in the law to where they can have one location and they can't hop locations. I think there is something. And
I can't argue that one way or the other.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know that I saw somebody used as an example. It was so pristine there back, like, you know, when the Wintu, you know, had it. And you know what? If you're going to use that argument, you're going to have to say Redding and Anderson, Cottonwood, San Francisco. I mean, so yeah, we can go back and look at it. You know, 500 years ago, it is pristine, but things have changed.
But I know what I'm going to get you for Christmas.
Okay.
I'm going to get you some camo slippers with AR-15s on the toes.
You know what? I'll wear them to work.
Camo slippers, buddy.
I'll wear them to work. Thanks a lot, Tier.
You bet.
All right. Hey, it's 8:46 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. I'll wear them. Cornerstone Community Bank, you know, it's locally owned, locally operated. They're opening their new, you know, they're opening up the headquarters right there at 192 Hartnell Avenue. It should be open any day now if it's not open already. And, you know, the best thing about Cornerstone Community Bank, you know, go in there, it's like the Cheers of banking right there, Cornerstone Community Bank. Visit them online at bankcornerstone.com or experience how they move local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank. B&T Satellite is offering to our 55-plus a special deal. Find out the two exclusive offers that they have at B&T Satellite. Call 241-3474, 241-DISH.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Relax, restore, and rejuvenate at Wind River Spa inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Indulge in some body pampering with our summer spa specials featuring oxygenated facial, summer glow body scrub, CBD warming massage, spa pedicure, and 15% off all waxing. Retreat from the demands of daily life. Book your summer spa specials now featuring farmhouse fresh products. Gift certificates available for purchase. Summer spa specials at Wind River Spa.
BNT Satellite is offering military and first responders two exclusive new offers to show their appreciation for their service. Call 241-3474-241-DISH and find out more from BNT Satellite.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
You're a part of Crack a Bug's Palace. Do what the rest don't do.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is 8:51 in the morning. It's, gosh, going up to 105 today, and right now it's 83 degrees. That's right, 83 degrees, and it's not even 9 o'clock yet. So, weather reports brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, where they give discounts for seniors and veterans. I see Mount Shasta spring water rolling in here right now, so maybe they're going to bring it more water. Good, because we seem to be drinking a lot of it here. Supreme Court. Everybody says the Supreme Court is going to be going hard to the right. Well, I haven't seen that yet. But the Supreme Court today threw out a ruling against two Oregon bakers who refused to bake a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. They cited religious beliefs as a reason for not providing services for the gay wedding, and that's touched off the latest in a series of cases making, you know, it's been in the news for a lot. During the court's last term, justices ruled in the favor of a Colorado baker in a similar situation, saying that a state body demonstrated improper hostility toward the baker's religion and finding that he had violated a state anti-discrimination law. In this case, the Supreme Court sent the Klein case back down to the lower court for further consideration in light of the Colorado decision. The central part of this, LGBT rights against religious freedom considerations, though, have not been addressed by the Supreme Court. So what this does is the couple who was literally put out of business and then hit with a $135,000 fine, the fine, everything's on hold the fine's on hold until the court goes back, revisits it again, and then if they find that we're right, it's going to go back up to the Supreme Court. So is it legal to be able to discriminate against somebody because of sexual orientation if your religion says to you that you cannot help celebrate a gay wedding or a gay event?
Religion has nothing to do with it. You should be allowed to reserve the right to refuse service to anyone.
Okay, does that mean if you have an apartment to rent that you cannot rent it to black people?
I don't see why not. I mean, you're going to lose business that way.
But then that's discrimination in housing. How about okay.
If it's government owned, the government cannot.
Here's what I would look at is what's your if I had a place to rent thing, that's why you go back and you do credit checks and you go back and do background histories.
Yeah. On people. Is that not discrimination?
You could say that, but if I look at somebody, if I look at somebody who whose credit record is zero and that they can't, that they've been kicked out of their last two or three places, why would I want to rent to them no matter what?
Absolutely.
Ethnic group or religious group or sexual group there is. I'm looking at renting to somebody that one's going to take keep the place up,
mm-hmm.
and two, make the payments.
Yeah,
that's all I'm looking at. Now, is that discrimination on my part by saying I'm not going to rent to you because you've got a horrible
discretion.
Record? But on the other hand, if they were a gay couple and I said I'm not going to rent to you because you're gay and it's against my religion, can I do that?
Honestly, I don't see why not. The government should not discriminate because the government is for all the people, but private business owners should be able to do what they want. I have people in my business who only want to edit a certain type of genre. And great, we'll put you in those spots and we'll put the clients who come to us who want to be edited in a different genre with somebody else. I'm not going to force my editor to work with them because they don't like romance, whatever. It's not like this is the only option they have for a bakery. And yes, this can be a terrible practice for the bakery, but that's the bakery's choice. If they're going to fold because of their practices, it shouldn't be because of the litigation. It should be because people are like, hey, you don't like the same people we do. We're not going to support you. How the business should work.
You'll see no shoes, no shirt, no service. Mm-hmm. We reserve the right to
refuse service to anyone.
And we have not taken advertising from certain areas before. And is that discrimination? I don't know if it is or not, but it's for a variety of reasons.
But if your business is just to make money, then fine, you would take it from anyone. If your business is to support certain ideals, then that's how you'll run your business. And that's okay. You can fail as a bakery because you're not baking cakes for the right people or not.
And people can then say, look, if you're going to discriminate against gays, then I'm not going to come to your bakery.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's up to you at that point.
It's like the court case should be about the discrimination law, not about the faith, in my opinion.
In your opinion. Hey, in London, the murders of at least four people have triggered a massive investigation. You know, right now, London had more murders in April, in May, than New York did. More murders.
But they don't have guns. How can they have murders without guns?
Knives. And now they want to outlaw every knife over at like 3 inches. Well,
good luck.
A 3-inch blade is still a very deadly blade by somebody. If you stab somebody 80 times with it, they're going
to
die.
Just stab them in the right spot. You can get to the heart or any of the lungs within 3 inches.
Anyway, so they've got Scotland Yard's got increased patrols out. And even then, a 42-year-old man was stabbed to death Monday. And then they've had a man shot. So guns are coming back out. I mean, to say that they're not, this one guy died of gunshot wound to the neck and chest. And then a knife crime is growing to epidemic levels in London. Interesting. Take away the guns, people will find. And this is what people have said. If you take away a gun, people will still find ways to kill other people. Yep. And again, we go back to
we're going
to
ban rocks because of Cain and Abel.
Well, you know what? I saw the I saw this one movie, and again, it was a movie, but the assassin used a hammer.
Great. Just
because you,
it's a good weapon to use.
You have a hammer, and you would beat people to death with it, and then it's something you could just walk down to your hardware store, pick up his weapon, go out and do his job, then toss the hammer away. I mean, there's wearing gloves. There's nothing to drag, you know, to the crime. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it just goes to show is that there's no answer to people that are bad. If somebody comes at me with a hammer, I'd like to be able to defend myself. That's where it comes down to, is good people being able to defend themselves and their homes. All right. Hey, we're going to get going here. Open mic Monday. Talking about maybe saying too much to that we're telling people too many times to not leave things in their cars if they want to come back and they're alive. And World Women's Soccer, things like this all through the day. Anyway, have a great day. Remember, it is going to be 105 today with 107 tomorrow. So be careful out there. It's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?
You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground. Won't be turned.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.